We're back in CJ's office with the Windows Home Server team.
Hey.
And last time we were here, this is a brand new office, and you still have a bunch of unpacked boxes, but you have a Channel 9 guy out, I noticed. So
he goes with my Bluetooth headset thing,
because nice.
The 9 guy has a headset.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate that. So we're here to see Power Pack 3. So for the people who don't know, what is a Power Pack?
Power Pack 2 was all about making media centers work well with Windows Home Server, adding a couple features around the edges to make the user experience a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
And Power Pack 3 extends our media center integration story. I'll show you that in a minute. It makes Windows 7 clients fully compatible with Home Server. We had some work to do there. We wanted to make sure that was available for people before Windows 7 launched. And it fixes a whole bunch of bugs, which is the service pack part of Power Pack.
Yeah. And how do you decide what goes into a Power Pack?
Ooh, that's a difficult problem. We listen to user feedback. We look at some of the things we think are the most important things that users really wish the product did that it doesn't do. And we also look at how much it's going to cost us to build that.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we have a big engineering team that's working on the next version of Windows Home Server, which we're not ready to talk about yet. And we have a smaller team in Shanghai. We call them the Extreme Team.
Yeah.
They service Windows Home Server. And with the help of the Redmond team, they actually build the Power Pack 3.
Wow. So it was actually mostly done in China this time.
Yeah, mostly done in China.
And so probably late nights for you.
Yeah, I work pretty late to talk to the Shanghai team, so I'm the program manager for Power Pack 3.
Yeah.
And that just means that I get to stay, you know, from 5 to 7 in the evenings, spend some time talking to my coworkers across the ocean, and then they work all night for me. And when I wake up in the morning, I kind of see what happened.
So at this point, Power Pack 3 is a beta.
Power Pack 3 is a beta. It's a publicly available beta.
And can people get on the beta now? Is it open to the public for people that have home servers?
Yes, they can. They can go to Microsoft Connect or the Windows Home Server blog, windowshomeserver.com, and you can find the links to get to Power Pack 3. You have to sign up. You have to accept a couple of agreements, but then you can download the beta and install it.
Cool. And can we see some of the features?
Yeah, absolutely. So let's see. In Power Pack 2, you probably remember we made it easy for Media Center to consume the content that was on your Windows Home Server, right? So what we did, just as a reminder, in your pictures library, you can see here all this content's actually coming from my Windows Home Server. I've got a whole bunch of photos on my server. In Power Pack 2, we made it really easy for all of the stuff on your home server to show up in Windows Media Center. Well, we've now made it easy for all of your recorded TV, and all this recorded TV, including this Star Trek Enterprise show, is stored on my home server. We did that in Power Pack 2, but now, if you are recording TV on a Windows Media Center, we've added a new section to Media Center called Home Server. You'll see this once you install Power Pack 3 inside of your Windows Media Center.
Mm-hmm.
And we've added a feature called TV Archive.
Yeah.
But under settings, I can show you what it does. So I can choose to archive all recordings every night automatically. What's going to happen is every night when my Media Center is idle, sometime when it's not recording, it's going to take all of the TV shows that it's recorded, and it's going to move them off to the recorded TV folder on my Windows Home Server.
Nice.
Now, I can also do this cool thing where I create a compressed copy of every TV program so that I can, say, put it on my Zune.
Mm-hmm.
And what will happen is, in the middle of the night when my computer is doing the copy, it'll also compress the format, or compress the recorded TV into a lower resolution compressed format, and put a copy of that on my home server as well.
Cool.
So it makes it easier to get your recorded TV faster to your portable devices. All right. But the key feature here is that now every time my Windows Home Server, or I'm sorry, my Media Center puts content on my Windows Home Server, now every PC in my house, thanks to the work we've done in Power Pack 2 and 3, has automatic access to that recorded TV.
Yeah.
Right. So if you've got one machine recording TV in your house, now all of your netbooks or laptops can watch that recorded TV just because of the magic of Home Server Power Pack 3.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Now, I will caution you, if you've got TV that puts DRM on all of your stuff, only the computer that recorded that TV is going to be able to play it back.
Mm-hmm.
But at least it'll be securely and safely stored on your home server.
Yeah.
Right, so you don't have to worry about losing your favorite recorded TV shows. But there's lots of people out there use Media Center with free-to-air television or regular analog cable television, or even digital cable that doesn't have DRM applied. So no HBO sharing across all your computers, but regular TV channels, you shouldn't have any problems.
Very cool.
Make sense?
Yeah.
All right, cool. We also added this feature called Console Quick View. Now, if you are running on your PC, you probably use the Windows Home Server console.
Yeah.
Right? It's really straightforward and simple.
All right.
But we built this feature for extenders. Mm-hmm. So if you've got an extender in your home, and you're sitting at your TV with a remote control, and you're wondering what's going on with your Windows Home Server, well, what we've done is we've built a read-only view of the Windows Home Server console, right? And you can just view this inside of Media Center. So I can see the storage chart that I would expect. I can see what's going on with my drives. My computers are backed up. I can see my shared folders. The fun feature is kind of the media counts.
Yeah.
We built this as a bragging feature so that, you know, you could tell your friends, hey, all my stuff's stored on my home server, and look, I can still store 313,000 high-resolution photos before my home server runs out of space.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the Media Center features of PowerPack 3. We also did a bunch of work, I said, to be compatible with Windows 7. There's some things Windows 7 did differently about backup. So, for instance, Windows 7 by default won't wake up to backup in the middle of the night. So if you tell us in the connector install that you want us to do that, we'll make sure Windows 7 actually backs up.
Yeah.
Right. And Windows 7 introduced a new feature called libraries. So if you're familiar with the Windows 7 shell, you click the Explorer button down here and you get this view. Well, now automatically you'll notice that music on CJSAR Q1, that's my home server, was just automatically added to my music library.
Nice.
Same thing for my pictures and my videos.
Yeah.
So once you get the upgrade to PowerPack 3, you don't have to worry about mapping all of those folders on your server into your libraries. We're just going to do it automatically for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a nice feature, and this integrates well with Media Center. You know, if you go to recorded TV, you'll see all of my recordings on my home server are automatically added to the recorded TV inside the shell.
Very cool.
Just made that really clean and easy.
Yeah.
And it's actually kind of nice. You know, you add a new machine to your house, people are buying netbooks all the time because they're $300 machines. Comes with a copy of Windows 7 on it. You install the connector, and boom. Everything on your home server is automatically available on that netbook that doesn't have very much storage.
Yeah.
Yeah, so PowerPack 3 is really helping you out there. It just makes setup a little easier.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. I mean, we fixed a bunch of bugs too, but I won't go through the gory details of all of that crap.
So we have a clip from Fan in China.
Oh, really?
About some of the features that they worked on.
Okay.
So we're going to roll that.
All right, right on.
My team in China is responsible for the development and testing of several features in Windows Home Server, plus incremental service releases. So we have shipped several Windows updates before, and right now we are focusing on the PowerPack 3 release. If you have a Win 7 machine and you have not configured Win 7 backup within 7 days, it will show up a small warning in Action Center. So this is fairly confusing for Home Server users because their computers are connected and backed up by Home Servers. So in PowerPack 3, we address this issue. If a computer has home server connector installed and backup enabled, we add a registry key, disable monitoring, so the Win 7 will know we already have backup covered, so it will not show the warning again. There is a small catch though. If you enable home server backup before the warning ever appears, it will be suppressed completely. However, if you enable home server backup after the warning appears, the warning will be suppressed on the second day, because that's when Win 7 scheduled task will kick off and clear that warning message. Windows Search 4.0 provides a full support for the PC to PC search using Index on the remote computer. So this means from home computer, now you can search for content on Windows Home Server a lot faster and easier. For example, on a Win 7 client computer where the home server shared folders are added to libraries, you can easily launch the Windows Explorer and search for the home server content from the local Explorer window. And because it's making use of the search index on the home server, the results will come back instantly. And also, compared with the previous version, which is like 3.01 that we have been shipping with home server PowerPack 1, so the Search 4.0 provides a 26% of performance improvement, which also allows you to search much faster. the PowerPack 3 beta was received extremely well. We got a very broad media coverage, and we got a lot of great user feedbacks. More than several thousand people have downloaded the public beta of PowerPack 3 and have been using it. It's feeling really great when I read the comments on different blogs how people love the Windows 7 integration features. Most of them found the integration with the Win 7 library really convenient and useful, and the Media Center integration is a favorite as well. So it has always been fun working on the home server because we have so many passionate customers. I really appreciate these great feedbacks, and my team has been working super hard to further improve the final user experience.
So seeing that people use their Windows Home Server to back up their systems, they might not want to put something that says beta on it. So when will PowerPack 3 be coming out without the beta tag?
Yeah, for English, it's going to come down through Windows Update, I think it's the fourth week of October, so right at Windows 7 general availability. And then all of our localized Home Server users will get it probably a couple weeks later through Windows Update. It shouldn't be much longer than that.
Okay, and then at the end of every interview that I do with you, I ask you what's next, and you dance around it and all this. But you already said you're working on V2.
I can tell you
something.
Nothing.
But you are working on a new...
Of course we are. We're always working on the new greatest and latest and next wonderful thing.
So you won't tell me anything.
I can't tell you anything.
Won't throw me a bone. Nothing. And just got to wait and see.
Well, I can tell you we're working on it.
Okay, well, we'll be back.
All right, right on.
Thanks.
Thanks, Larry.